High school basketball here on WLQI is brought to you by The Good Table Restaurant, CNR Repair and Towing, Emerson Sonograph, RMT Transport, State Street Title, Anderson Outdoor Power, Suburban Propane, Kentland Bank, Joe's Mobile Home, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, MidwayNet.net, Reinforcement Designs, Smith's Ace Farm Store, Rensselaer Septic, and Charlie Roberts.
And we are back from Hebron High School. Yes, don't adjust that dial. We're going here along with Jeff Marlowe as we're going to have the second game now of our doubleheader tonight from Sectional 34 at Hebron High School with the South Central Lady, the West Central Lady Bombers 36. Earlier in the other game you heard right here on WLQI with the Washington Township Senators knocking off the Covenant Christian out of the month, 38-36. Real quick, we'll get the starters for you. First for the Boone Girl, Lady Wolves, Lucy Darnell, number 13, number 14, Emma Heilig, number 20, Madison Ward, number 22, Alexis Eklund, and number 30, Ella Bono. Over on North Boone side is Casey Allinger, number 5, number 20, Grace Hollifeder, number 23, Harmony Burke, number 24, Danielle Hitch, and number 25, Jamie Will. And once again, those starters are brought to you in part by MidwayNet.net, access point to the internet. Coach Jeff Marlowe, what are you expecting to see in this one? A rematch from earlier this year, back on December 14th, North Newton knocked off Boone Grove 52-45, Boone Grove 7-4 in the last 15 years in the all-time tournament series tied at 2-8.
Yeah, North Newton comes in with a better record at 10-11. Boone struggling at 4-17. It's sectional time. Two teams that are at times struggle to score. What I'm looking for here more than anything, Murray, is can North Newton pound the glass? When I saw them against Rensselaer Central, they did a nice job with Hinch and Will, especially of getting to the offensive glass.
And in this one, your coaches are Fort Grove, Linda Eiffel,
Ella Ferry. I've known Linda long.
69-174, 17th year. Jenny Spillers, 10-11 in her first year. And it's going to be Boone Grove ball to open up this one.
And Jordan opens up in zone.
And that's going to be a turnover right away on the Wolves. They head from left to right on your radio dial into blue uniforms, white numerals, the black numerals, white lettering. North student counters heading right to left in the white uniforms. The bluish lettering with orange around.
Yep. The blue and the orange of North Newton. Our officials tonight, Brian Spigg, Bob Schellinger, and Tom Mills. And Bernie, you might recognize Coach Bob Schellinger over there, longtime coach of LaPorte.
Well, yes, former football coach.
And also at South Central Union Mills.
Yeah, he had a lot of success with the four slicers. Heading in there and drawing the foul, there was Lexi Darnell. She's going to head to the line for two. The junior 5'3 guard for the Boone Girl Lady Wolves.
They're going to get Gracie Hollipeter on the first foul here. And, you know, we've got it's number 13.
That's going to be a miss for Boone Grove. Again, this is the second matchup of our doubleheader right here on WLQI with Washington Township beating Covenant Christian. We had the earlier matchup here, South Central winning 54-36. We have a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to favor the North Newton Spartans.
Yeah, North Newton, like I said, I've only seen them the one time. That was against Rensselaer Central. I was really impressed with how hard they played. They got hot about right around middle of December and played well and through the middle of January.
And it kind of started a game that Frank and I saw back in January against Tri-County. They just lit it up and that one sort of struggled. They looked like they had had a three-week layoff, shot off the glass, and that is no good there from Jamie Will. We have another tie-up. Possession of the time is going to favor the Boone Grove Wolves. Really, that game, they've kind of taken off. Right? And they've been on fire, speak, down the stretch. And tell you what, though, the winner of this game is going to have their hands full, especially if South Central cleans some things up in that ball game.
Yeah, South Central will be the favorite going in that game, whoever wins this one. Nice skip pass.
Head fake given there. Now they go back up top. Long two on the way there, and that rattles out there from Emma Hayek. And we have a travel now. It's going to go back to Boone Grove.
I don't think we'll see quite the up and down pace in this game, Bernie, that we saw in the first game.
Yeah, North Newton kind of likes to stall a little bit more. First time either one of us has seen Boone Grove this season. And the inbounds pass comes in. And now they're going to swing up top once again to Heilig. Heilig now. Finding Darnell. Darnell bounce passes her way over there to Ucklin. And now they go in the right corner, head fake given there. Back in the left corner, trying to go baseline here now. Fed at the last minute there, and we're going to have a tie-up.
Boudreaux did a nice job of getting the ball from side to side against the zone, Barry. When they went to drive baseline, they were looking to try and dish it back up the post to high mid-post there. It just wasn't there, though. Jordan Newton doing a good job of recovering on the zone.
6:20 left to go. No score between either of these ball clubs as we open up the first quarter. The second quarter final matchup of Sectional 34. Long three there, and that ends the scoring drought there on a number 20, Grace Hollipeter.
And Hollipeter gets us on the board. Heard she's a very good softball player, Bernie.
Interesting there. It's Bono. And she almost did that when we were covered there by Ward. Ward kicks in the corner. Long two there, and that was blocked from Eklund. Nice block there underneath. It looks like Burke got the block for the Lady Spartans. 5:45 left to go. And this is Ellinger. Ellinger. Tough defense applied there by Darnell. That one looks like it'll be thrown away, and it is. They set the turnover on North Newton.
Yeah, she picked up the dribble, kind of stood straight up with it, really didn't come down a stance, and never had an angle to make any pass inside.
Just think a lot of teams going to be eliminated the next couple of nights out there. Season's coming to an end for these teams. Long three there on the way, and that one comes up. Long ball tipped around in here, recovered her, but the tie-up, good job there by Eklund to come there and make the tie.
That's
going to favor, yes, Boone Grove. We're glad you're joining us here tonight on LQI. And I know, Jeff, your season will continue as you will head to Knox for Friday night action.
Yes, KV playing the winner of River Forest and Wheeler.
Long two there, and that's good for Emma Heidlich. So it's a 3-2 advantage for Newton. 5:15 left to go in the first quarter. Hard bounce pass there from Hollipeter. And almost that one away. Hollipeter is going to be bumped there by Heidlich at the top of the key right outside the jump circle. Hollipeter, only a sophomore herself, 5'2 guard. And inbound, this one's going to be Casey Ellinger. And she fires that one into Hinch. Hinch now over to Hollipeter. Back into the corner to Ellinger. That one thrown out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Boone Grohl. It's going to be Ellinger now. Right side of her hoop. Inbound, this one.
Black side.
And they get it inside. Glass and Harmony Burke extends the lead for North Newton 5-2. 4:50 left to go in the first quarter.
She set the screen. The defenders didn't stay with her. She was wide open on the backside block for the layup.
And now putting on the moves here. Nice move there by Darnell. Kicks it out top. And now it's back to Darnell. Cross-court pass over to Heilig. Or no, excuse me, that was Ward. Fires the three, no good. But the back is underneath the hoop. And Ward now makes it a 5-4 deficit for Boone Grove. 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. The give and go there to Hinch. Hinch stopped in the right corner. Trap. Nice hand there by Hollipeter. Extending with two hands there. Yeah. The coach would always express that. Ellinger fires a three. That's no good, but a loose ball track down, a put back up, and good by Jamie. Somebody needed to box her out there.
Yeah, the rebound went to a long shot. Rebound went right around the free throw area. And as you said, Brain, somebody blocked out Will, and she had the rebound, went right to the rim.
Darnell lost it, but recovered there for Heilig, who puts it up. That's no good. Ward goes crashing. Her fall is no good. And a rebound outside of there by the one headed Will. Cross court pass there. You're trying to find an inch off her hands out of bounds.
A little too aggressive on that one. Really wasn't much there. And just, you know, probably been better off to walk up the floor and get into something.
3:48 left to go in the first quarter. 7-4 lead for North Newton. The winner of this game will get South Central. We do know that. They were 54-36 victors over Rensselaer Central in the earlier matchup of the quarterfinals.
Yes, we did.
And we're going to have a traveling call on Boone Grove. We're going to get Huckland on that one. Backing out. No full-court press supply here, so it's going to be easy-peasy to bring it up for Hollipeter. Over to Will. Gives a head fake. It's like a 2-3 trapping zone defense here. Long three, and that one is good by Grace Hollipeter. That's the second one of the ball game.
And did a nice job. Grace Casey Ellinger did a nice job of swinging the ball quick, and the zone couldn't recover.
On top, underneath, and you're going to find Heilick, and she's fouled on the way to the baseline.
That'll be on Jamie Will, her first team second.
Got another couple of scores. Culver knocks off West Central 43-22. Pike County knocking out South Newton 55-49.
Wow, close game.
Inbounds pass. They go to the top of the key. Nice save there underneath from Uckland, and we're going to have a kickball on North Newton. And coming now into the ball game, Heidi Schleiman for North Newton. And now the inbounds. Right real pass in there to Heilig. Heilig goes in, runner for about 3 feet out from the right block. A good ball tipped around, and that one now recovered by Darnell. And we're going to have a foul on North Newton.
That's going to be the second on Jamie Will. Her second, team third.
So 2:55 left to go. A 10-4 advantage for North Newton. Checking back into the ballgame now. Harley Schleiman. Or Schleiman.
Schleiman.
Schleiman. And now across the timeline for the Wolves. And that is Eilert. Eilert now sees it on the block to Bono, and she's bumped from behind. It looks like they're going to be Ellinger on that foul. Now going to be the 14th foul on the North Newton Lady Spartans.
Her first.
With a 6-point advantage, but four early fouls. Still got over 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, they went back man. They went man to man about three possessions ago, Bernie. And that's when they kind of really started racking up the fouls here.
Yeah, we'll see if Coach Spillers decides to maybe check out into it. Zone Ward lost that one there. Good steal by Hinch. Hinch now throwing it off of play.
She missed her. She missed it. She was trying to throw it off her leg. Missed it, and it goes out of bounds to Boone Grove.
You know, if she tried to do that 10 more times, she wouldn't be able to accomplish that. So a break for the Lady Wolves. This one goes inside, and this is yet another Heilick, and this one time it's Ella, and that one is missed, and a rebound out to Grace Hollipeter. Cross-court pass, unfortunately thrown away there by Schleiman.
She just shot it. Not too many passes there.
Yeah, that's where it was a little bit too selfish there, and I'm sure that's what Coach Fuller is telling her.
I believe it's Hollipeter who made the pass, and she made a long diagonal pass across the court, and it really was a nice pass, and Schleiman should have went up with it.
And that's a turnover now on North Newton. So Boone Grove down 10-4 as they try to claw their way back into this one. Still very early, of course. See Darnell pass over to Emma Heilick, and that one shot off the backboard. And the rebound taken out of there by Grace Hollipeter.
Yes.
Hollipeter, somebody lost. Heidi Schleiman, but she misses a wide open layup. Ball tipped around in the hands of Ellinger. Ellinger back up top to Hollipeter. And now she, the head fake, puts on the ground. Almost had that one stripped away. Active hand by Boone Grove. That's Emily Frichter. And that one underneath, knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Spartans.
I think they're going to get Ward here. Yeah, her first, team second, Bernie.
Now checking in for Lady Wolves, Kelly Downham, or Downham. And now the officials having a conference.
Yeah, when you're coaching, you want that stack play. You want your kids, the offensive kids, up as close as you can. As a defensive coach, you're telling them, get inside there.
So, of course, the gamesmanship. Soft lob pass in there, and that works so beautifully. Heidi Schleiman off the glass, kind of in slow motion there, threw her bunny changeup, but it worked. 12-4 lead North Newton down in the final 90 seconds. Head fake given there, and Bono takes it inside. That one misses. Hollipeter with the rebound for North Newton. They try to push it, get this up to a double-digit lead with 75 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And in losing that one, tracking it down,
she did.
Was Churchill. Churchill now to Ellinger. Ellinger looking, faces the defense, hard bounce pass to Hollipeter from the right. Free throw line extended. That's to pull it out to the volleyball line extended right outside the jump circle.
1 minute to go.
And that one thrown in the corner. Ellinger lost it, recovered, though. Schleiman sees it inside to her sister, Harley, and we're going to have a foul now on the Boone Grove Wolves. That's going to be their fourth.
If this is on Emma Heilig, it's her second as well, and that is her second. Team third, I got for Bernie.
Oh, I can't even put it up there.
One thing I noticed, the North Newton girls, A couple of them tend to, when they catch it and they put it directly over their head, which we really didn't like, the Chiefs put it over their head, and then they're trying to pass more over their head, which is making their passes hard to handle.
And inbound, this one is a Alapeter. Long shot there, and that's no good from Lightning Cleveland. We have a foul on.
They're going to call it on Grace Alapeter, her second, team fifth. But honestly, Bernie, for watching up here, that looked more like what you see in the college game as a hook and hold by the Boone Grove kid, because Grace didn't really push. She was trying to go up, and her arm was pinned to her side.
So Lexi Darnell, and now feeding this one over to Emmy Richter, and she throws that one away into the hands of Grace Alapeter. 30 seconds left to go, and a 12-4 advantage for North Newton. Head fake given there by Churchill. She kicks in the corner to Hartley Schleeman. Back up top to Alapeter. Alapeter puts it on the floor. Runner from 8 feet out came up short, and that rebound taken out of there by the Boone Grove Wolves. And now down court, Lexi Darnell. Nice look away pass to the end, and up the basket in the foul. Going up with that shot there. Bono.
Yep. Bella Bono.
So it's going to be a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. First foul on Heidi Schleeman. That's the 16th foul on North Newton. So one more is going to put Boone Grove into the bonus.
One kid we haven't seen yet, Bernie, for North Newton that played well for against Rensselaer Central was the Dresball girl, Mackenzie Dresball.
Miss free throw there. Underneath, and that one's thrown away. I don't even think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar could have gotten that one pretty high on that
bowl.
Yeah. Or George Mirison, right?
There's a name I haven't heard for a while. Nice reference, Bernie.
Yeah, White Giant.
Andre the Giant.
8 seconds left to go. And Darnell nearly turns this one over. She kicks on the corner to Bono. Bono now, 1 second to shoot and not able to get it off. And that draws an end to the first quarter with the North Newton Lady Spartans leading the Boone Grove Lady Wolves 12-6. You're listening to Sectional 34 quarterfinal girls basketball on the Cube.
Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
We are back from Hebert High School 12-6 lead for the North Newton Lady Spartans over to Boone Grove Lady Wolves. It's North Newton ball going baseline. They were throwing someone away. Great even.
Right idea. Just wasn't under control with it to make a good pass there.
And now North Newton's going to go to a full court press.
Interesting, considering how they've already got 16 fouls and a couple kids with two. So an interesting decision, Coach Spillers, to try and pick up the tempo.
Boone Grove has been definitely double.
And maybe that's why Coach Spiller saw in the film that if they picked up the press and the tempo, they might get some turnovers.
Exactly. I will call that double dribble there. So 7:29 left to go in the first half. 12-6 lead for the North Newton Lady Spartans. Winner of this game will meet South Central Lady Satellite. Long 2-1 away, and that one rims out on her shirt by Daniel Hinch.
Hinch's first bucket of the game.
And that's not going to happen. Trying to get a different player out there to throw it in the game. You're allowed that once, not twice.
Good. Just middle mistakes right now for Boone Grove.
Yeah, nice. No, I think they really thought one could work there, but good try by Bono to get that. And Sleeman's calling for the pass. That one knocked away and in the hands of Hinch. Hinch now takes it inside, and she loses that one. Steal there by
Eckler. And we're going to the free throw line, buddy.
Yes, and it is now time for Boone Grove to stay in the ball of this ball game with the parade of free throws coming. 7:07 left to go in this half. Again, unless it's a block charge call, every foul now by North Newton will send Boone Grove to the line.
With the first foul, the team's seventh. And we'll have number 22, Alexis Eklund, step into the line.
And they almost had a blow out there, but luckily nothing there. First free throw, and that one is good from Eklund.
First point of the night, Bernie.
Working on the form. Shoots the second one, and that one is good. So, 14-8 lead now for North Newton. 7:07 left to go. Looked like she had drawn a pass there to Sarnell behind, so it's her turn ahead to the line. I think they're going to get Harley Sleeman on this one.
That game tomorrow night, Bernie, between North Judson and Winmack, a rivalry game to begin with. Won the first game earlier in the year when Judson was ranked pretty high up in the top five at the time. And so it's kind of a match type game tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of emotion going to be expelled in that one. First three throws. Now, when you go to the Texans, it always seemed like, I'm glad to bring this up, the host team always seemed to get that last quarterfinal game, right? Or
I was either in a five-teamer or a six-teamer, but yeah, you're right with the bye part of it. So, but yeah, it's just, and again, in that game, Winnemac and North Judson, both those teams feel like they can win the sectional, and they feel like that tomorrow night may very well become close to be as close to the championship as there is.
And that free throw miss, so 1-2 from the line was Darnell. That faster, nice there by Burke. And Burke picks up three on the way. Now one no good from Stevens. Ball tipped around underneath, and a recovery there by Ward. Outlet pass now down court, and coming away with that one, Ella Heilig. She throws up a runner, and that shot no good there from Frickter.
Probably not the shot you were looking for there.
Nope.
Oh, not a good place to pick it up. She's right on the timeline.
And trapped there. And she's going to have it knocked away, but Bono. And guess what? That's Boone Grove turnover, technically.
Yeah, I had a hard time chalking that up as a turnover because it just went off her foot. But it just, I get what you're saying. And the thing is, you had a chance to get a steal and you can't come up with it. Man, it goes out of bounds, and North Newton gets another opportunity.
6 minutes left to go. Underneath, nice spin move there by Burke. Dumps it off in the last minute to Harley Stamen. And 2 points for the Spartans. They have a 16-9 lead. 5:50 left to go in the first half.
And you said it, Burke. Yeah, they got confused by the lines here.
I will say this. I noticed that earlier. The timeline is red, and a few times I thought that extended line, they're kind of...
It's the side court. The black line are the two side courts that run through here on the gym here at Hebron, but it's almost like looking at those old gyms with the railroad track. It's really confusing. We always made sure to talk to the kids about it whenever we came up here to play, and make sure you knew the red line was the timeline.
And you guys keep a lot over the years. Yep. Bono coming away with that loose ball, kicks it up. Richter going to the left block, and now she'll toss it out to the left corner. Head fake giving out up top. And they'll throw it out. Lavono fires the three and hits the top of the backboard. And now that's Harley Schlitt with the rebound for North Newton. 5:15 left to go in the first half.
With the foul trouble North Newton's in right now, Bernie, there's not a primary offensive type kid out here. They just got to find some scoring here and see if they can get to the halftime with a lead.
Right now on the court, Alexis Eklund and Madison Ward, well, for the Boone Grove Wolves, trailing by 7:16-9. 5:10 left to go. Picking up the dribbles, Ellinger from the left elbow. Now they're clicking out to the right corner to Harley Singer. She's fouled on the way up. They're going to get a Bono on this one. Only the fourth foul for the Boone Grove Wolves. It's been almost about 10 minutes of real time. So two-shot foul coming on the way. Again, surprisingly, no timeouts by either ball club at this juncture.
4% free throw shooter Harley Schleeman is. Not sure what's going on here.
I think they're seeing the fans were shining a light maybe on the court or something.
I didn't see it.
Of course, now media and stuff. We're probably going to get to a time where they're going to ban some of this stuff. Coming into ball game number four, Mark.
That's the first pre Nord Noon tonight, Bernie.
And the second one, Harley Sleeman, 17 minutes to go in the first half. And down forward once again to primary ball handler Lexi Darnell. Over to Bono. Bono now splits deep and fires up a wild shot there. No good. But the putback is by Addison Ward there. So 17-11 now, the lead for North Newton Lady Spartans.
4 points for Ward.
And that one almost a turnover there by Schleeman.
Yeah, the Norton Newton girl got right up in there. Yeah, the Boom girl had a new drip up. And this is a great timeout here. James is going to take a timeout for Norton Newton. It's 17-11, Norton Newton over Boone Grove. We're here on we're on WLQI 977, high school basketball.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy three-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
Hebron High School in Hebron, Indiana. Second game of the sectional 34 quarterfinal matchup between the North Newton Lady Spartans and Boone Grove Lady Wolves, 17-11. North Newton leading right now as they will take on South Central in the winner of this game in the semifinal matchup on Sunday. South Central victorious 54-36 over the rest of the and this is drawing foul there, Harmony Burke. I think they're going to shoot.
She was shooting. Eklund on first, team's fifth.
4:24 left to go in the first half.
Burke on 4% free throw shooting.
Gives the bend of the knees and misses down back iron.
Wow, needs a little more look to it.
And there's Mackenzie Dressball into the ball game.
She played well tonight for Central Illinois back in January.
This year. And the second free throw, no shooter's touch there, but almost tracking a rebound that was making the save to Heidi Schleeman. Ellinger into the right corner, now to Dressball. Dressball up top to Harley Schleeman, who's your special assist on that last one. But ball tipped around behind the back there, Dressball. And under the right corner, they find Ellinger. Ellinger stops. He's met there by Heilig. And now up top to Harley Schleeman. She threw that one away. And in the hands there, Kara Krause. And Boone Grove now trying to cut down into this deficit. Krause takes it in the right corner. Full head of steam for Dressball. Had that one blocked away out of there. Now North Newton comes away with it. Don't have the numbers, though. Able to get back there with Boone Grove, and now it's almost a turnover, and it will be indeed. Dressball not able to save it. 3:36 left to go.
Dressball went to get out to the wing, and the wing was lifting, and Dressball thought she was going to stay where she was.
And now the impact.
Sloppy game so far for both teams.
Yeah, nerves out there for both these ball clubs. And going inside, wild attempt there from Bono. No shot there. The other 30, Harley Schleeman gets in. They're going to call her travel, so give credit there to Bono.
Yeah.
Had the crazy butt team back. Yeah. Defense to force the turtles.
And Coach Donald Ferry is going to take a timeout here for Boone Grove, and I think it's going to be a full timeout, Bernie.
And we'll stay here. Ella 30, 17 years at the helm for Boone Grove so far.
A couple different stints, though. She was head coach in the mid to late 90s, got out for a while, and then came back here in the last 3 or 4 years. I can't remember how long she's been here for her second stint.
17-11 lead for North Newton in this ball game. Their first time It's the first time I've taken by Boone Grove in this one.
Yeah, but it's just, I'm not trying to be totally critical, but it's just been no flow. The games have been a lot of missed shots, a lot of missed free throws, several missed free throws, and then a lot of turnovers. So neither team has really gotten into any flow, and that's why I say it's been kind of sloppy. I know both teams don't have the records of the teams we saw in the first game, but it just, you just haven't had any feel that there's any motion to the game that just feel like there's somebody's going to take off and make a run.
Well, both these teams, 51-26 losers with Boone Grove to the Couch Phillies. North Newton fell to Wheeler 40-25. And Wheeler now with the most impressive season. So North Newton, kind of wondering that game was filling up. Just resting some players, getting ready for sectional. Wild shot there thrown up by Darnell. Nothing doing there on the glass. And here comes North trying to make him answer. In the case this time, it was Harley Schliemann. That shot, no good. But diving in there was Heidi Schliemann. Now they kick it out. Long two from the left elbow is good by Dressball.
And Dressball, the kid that can really kind of make them run, he helps them make a run. She can get hot and get 4, 5, 6 points in a hurry.
2:30 left to go in the first half, and 19-11 lead for the Lady Spartans. Darnell kicks that one out into the left corner. Cotton coming away with it. She threw it away. Good read there by Dressball. Now stop. Survey the defense. Now to Heidi Schliemann. That one is good inside the paint. Her 2 points. So 21-11 lead. There was a job there by Dressball. Gets the seal. Looks away. Doesn't get too selfish. Found the person coming in for the easy two.
They must have heard me at the timeout, Bernie, because they looked a little better here in the last 35, 40 seconds.
And a foul there going to be on Heidi Schliemann.
For second. 2-9.
Drawing now one. Bono heading to the line for two. I'm going to say a little bit does remind me of that game where they faced Tri-County back in January. Again, it was about a 3-week layoff, and it was funny. We had talked about it before the game. Both teams didn't play any holiday tournaments, and we're like, it's going to probably be rusty out there. Both clubs were. But in North Newton, something happened in the locker room. They got going. Maybe they were going to do it a little bit earlier in this one out of that timeout.
Right.
First free throw good from Bono. Second foul on Heidi Schliemann. 19th foul for North Newton, so the next one is going to put the double bonus to Boone Grove. And missed free throw there, and that one rebounded there by Heidi Schliemann. Knocked down court, it's Dressball. Dressball up top to Allender, who fires it. Buries it, so North Newton coming alive there. They heard your speech, Coach. 7-1 run out of that timeout.
Yeah, and Allender did a nice job. She had her feet set, ready on the catch. Nice job.
Darnell trying to get the Wolves offense started this one. They only got 12
nice
points
tip.
Right now. Dressball knocks that away. Down court, tries to go coast to coast, stops at the right elbow. Doesn't want to travel there, and has a foul bailed out there by Darnell. Darnell not too happy about that. I don't blame her there. Not saying that she didn't foul her, but got to know you're about to be better than that right there.
I think she may have been frustrated about the turnover, and then she got back in. I thought Dressball did a good job of pulling up at the elbow, but she missed the dive. I think it was Schliemann came in late, diving down the lane, could have given it to her.
And when you're out of bounds, you see great. There is Ellinger. Picks it up top. Now in the lane. She's going to head to the line for two. Now it's bonus time for North Newton as well, but it's going to be a two-shot foul. 90 seconds left to go in the first half. A 24-12 lead for the North Newton Lady Spartans.
You were speaking of scores earlier. I'm just looking through here, kind of in, not necessarily an area score, but 2A from Whiting. Hammond Knoll, 93. Station, 68.
Whoa.
I'm not sure I've seen that high scoring game in a girls game in a long time.
I saw Skylar Diggins and her squad lose 84-72. That was in the state final. First free throw was good there. They lost to the Carmel down here. It was Laura McRoberts for Josh Roberts. And rattled in. 26-12 lead now. Hope Churchill makes both of those. North Newton with the lead. Darnell once again across the timeline. Defensive play here by Gracie Stevens. Oh, she splits. Stevens lost it, though. Poked away from behind Ellinger now. She had numbers. Wasn't able quite to see her teammates down court. Tossed that one inside the paint. That one's stolen out of there. So Darnell comes up with the turnover. And great job there by Gracie Stevens drawing that. Gotta love that.
Yeah, good job by Stevens. And it was on the charge. She not only was going into her, but pushed off with the arm as well. And big run here since that timeout by North Newton. It's now up to a 14-point lead. And just kind of feel the momentum going to them right now, Bernie.
Coach Spiller and the man's touching that. I'm sure all coaches love to use that time of go. Yeah, you know what, everybody? What we just did out there, we just had right now a 9-1 run, or maybe to come. That's going to be a foul and the right call there. Mackenzie Ward drawing that one.
Her second. Another area score, Bernie. Benton Central 90, McConaughey 55.
I'll tell you what, are you telepathic with our Scotty Tuhati? He just literally sent me that. Of course, that game one goal. Rattles in. We saw Boone Grove not even at their best, probably a C-plus effort.
Benton Central, you mean?
I'm sorry, Benton Central. They're going to be tough in 3A, though.
Yes,
they don't have to contend with the Northwestern Lady Tigers in the postseason. That's second free coach. That squad.
Well, that's 4A's problem now.
Looking, I'll tell you what, if they end up meeting Crown Point down the line, what a matchup that could end up being this year. 20-12 lead now for North Newton. 50 seconds left to go in the first half. Emma Heilig trying to feed it underneath the ward, and that one thrown away. And I'll tell you what, all of a sudden, with this momentum the last couple of minutes, North Newton, which was only a 6-point advantage, now on a 12-1 run, could end up taking this into the break with almost a 20-point advantage, depending on what happens here on this play. Great job going into the hoop there. Churchill,
job with the left hand. First 4 point.
North Newton has come alive in the last couple of minutes. 30-12 lead, almost a steal there by Daniel Hinch. Unfortunately for North Newton, for the Wolves, fortunately, it's going to send them to the line. They've gone stone cold from the field in this quarter, Coach.
Yeah, they're burning in because right now they're 3, 4, 5. They've scored 6 points. They had 6 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter, and North Newton, and since that timeout, it's really been, I think it was 18-12, so we're on a 18-11, 12-1 run.
Yes, on that first, I think 17-11. So we're looking at a 13-2 run by North Newton.
Eklund made the free throw, her third point.
Ward checks out. Smart move there, I would say, not to draw the foul. 30-13 lead, 27 seconds left to go. Second free throw from Eklund, and that one is good. And now Hinch inbounds this one into Churchill. Churchill across the timeline. We'll see if North Newton chooses to hold for the last shot. They feed it underneath there, at least attempt.
Nice save.
Somehow saves it inside that shot. No good from Hinch. Ball batted around. Good save, though.
They fought with each other. Boone Grove fought with each other. Three kids were trying to find their handle on. They were fighting with each other, and it goes out of bounds to North Newton.
The inbounds coming from Hellinger.
Nice
inside,
play.
Nobody guarding Harmony Burke there. She's in a 32-14 advantage for the North Newton Lady Spartans. 5 seconds left to go in the first half. And they kicked it in the right corner. Up top. Darnell fires that one and not going to make that one. And that will draw an end to the first half. North Newton takes advantage at the end. 32-14 lead. Stay tuned for the Hillcrest Dental Center halftime show. You're listening to Sectional 34 Girls Basketball Quarterfinals on the Q.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
DeMott, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Morocco, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Lowell, you have a new title company.
State Street Title.
State Street Title knows. They know the stress, questions, and concerns when purchasing and financing. With dedicated professionalism, they will guide and assure that you are protected against claims or risks. State Street Title is here to serve you with 3 convenient locations in Morocco, DeMott, and now Lowell.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter is doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Solid Rock Ag Solutions in Remington. Call 219-261-4216 or visit solidrockag.com.
Snow removal by simplicity at Anderson Outdoor Power. Anderson Outdoor Power has more than just mowers. With the latest snow blowers and Generac generators, you'll be ready for the coldest of winters. At Anderson Outdoor Power, you get personalized service with quality certified technicians and excellent service after the sale. Be ready for spring and ask about financing your next mower now. From Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street, Southwest in DeMott, or call 219-987-5212. Big store pricing with small town personal service.
Are back from Hebron High School, Hebron Gymnasium in beautiful Hebron, Indiana. Bernie going with Jeff Marlowe. Some house cleaning to do. They actually gave a foul to North Dune at the end of that first half. So Darnell got to shoot two free throws, so loose ball foul. Made both of them. So if at halftime here, it is 32-26. And again, we'd like to thank the Hillcrest Dental Center, where Dr. Drone and Dr. Ehlers say keep on smiling. Unfortunately for them and the family, the Western Central Lady Bombers fell tonight 54-36 to the South Central Lady Satellites. And in this one, winner of this matchup right now, North Dune up 32-16 over Boone Grove, will get South Central in the semifinals on Friday. We now head over to Jeff Marlowe for some first half stats.
First for the Boone Grove Lady Wolves on the scoreboard with 16 points. They were led by two individuals, Madison Ward and Alexis Eklund with 4 points apiece, Lexi Darnell and Ella Bono with 3 points apiece, and then Emma Highlake with two for their 16. Boone Grove, 6 of 11 at the line, probably the one place where you can see where they've had a positive in the first half. Fort George Newton, and the leading team on the scoreboard with 32 points, about scoring effort, Bernie. Grace Hollipeter and Harmony Burke both with 6 points to lead the way. And then you have Casey Ellinger and Heidi Schliemann with 4 points apiece. And then Casey Ellinger and Harley Schliemann with 3 points apiece. And then 2 points apiece from Mackenzie Dresbaugh, Danielle Hinch, and Jamie Will. So, nobody really widening it up, but a good balance. That's 9 kids in the scoring column for North Newton in the first half. They were 5 of 8 at the line. And for the season, North Newton only shooting 50%, so a little bit better than average free throw.
Well, how about some scores here to pass along? And I'll tell you what, Coach, you coached in this conference. It is a bear.
Yep.
Hoosier Conference, best by far, I think, in girls basketball. We mentioned Benton Central 90-35 over. But Northwestern, they begin defense of their title. They try to win it now in 4A. Knock off Logansport 42-26. And Lafayette Central Catholic defeats Clinton Prairie 47-35. I mean, what a contest.
And a lot of people thought that was going to be a really good ball game because Clinton Prairie had been playing pretty well throughout the year.
And,
kind of looking around some of the state scores. There's a lot of blowouts, obviously. I guess that score out of Whiting and Hammond Knoll and Lake Station, they were putting some points on the board.
Well, I got one for you now. The Hoosier Bearcats will be taking on the Kankakee Valley Cougars in your matchup. You'll see Friday. They knock off the River Forest Ingots 38-30. So we have that matchup now set for WLCI on Friday as KV. They're able to knock off Wheeler. It's going to be one heck of a matchup, but assuming Knox from the other part, a rematch earlier this year, Knox winning 50-45, West Lafayette, Knoxman Lake. So somebody from the conference will get eliminated, but it'll be by one of their opponents. So real quick here, what would you say are some keys to the second half? First for North Dune, I would say it's kind of keep trying
to go inside, keep attacking the glass, but balance so much. I mean, that's the one place where if you get a couple more kids – it finally got spread out a little bit, but they've got kids. Will and Heidi Schliemann with 2 fouls apiece. They don't want to get to where they're going to sit for long periods of time again. Boom, you got to eliminate the turnovers and some of the shots that are just seem rushed. You need to get some good shots and see if you get this thing back. Get it back to 8-9 points by the end of the quarter and then see if you got a fourth quarter running.
And with that, we'll take a break here. 32-16, North Newton leading Boone Grove. You're listening to Sectional 34, High School Girls Basketball, I, the Q.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053. February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
It's preseason tune-up savings on lawn and garden equipment from Anderson Outdoor Power. Get your equipment ready for spring with a seasonal 21-point tune-up special. Includes free pickup and delivery within a 15-mile radius. You'll get personalized service with the area's best certified technicians. Shop local and get the service you deserve with Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street Southwest in DeMott. Or call 219-987-5212 for current pricing and repairs. The service that's one-on-one is sure to get things done.
Lead the North Newton Spartans over to Boone Grove Bulls. Like our final break here on the Hillcrest Dental Center halftime report. When we come back, we will have second half action for you. You're listening to high school girls basketball sectional 34 quarter.
FP19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of FP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. FP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Rensselaer Septic Tanks, Northwest Indiana's most modern, progressive, and diversive septic tank manufacturer and service center, is hiring a CDL driver. This full-time day shift position with local deliveries offers health insurance and company matching IRA benefits. Rensselaer Septic Tanks is continually striving to increase the quality of their products and services. They're committed to forward thinking, evolution, and progress in an attempt to provide their clients with the best. For more information, please call 219-866-5063.
Emerson Sauter Groth Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sauter Groth Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Back here from Hebron High School at Hebron Gymnasium for the sectional 34 quarterfinal matchup right here on WLKI 97.7.com. Bernie going along with Jeff Marlowe, 32-16 lead North Newton over Boone Grove. Winner of this game will play the winner of, or don't know who they play, Central Lake Satellites, who are winners clear over the Rensselaer Central Bombers, a game you heard on 104.5 FM Bear Country. 54-36, Oscar one. Looking ahead in this one, tomorrow we mentioned North Judson takes on Winnemac, a rematch during this year, while Hebron will get the Westville Blackhawks, and there's those teams move on to the semifinals. And I'll tell you what, it's a pretty loaded section. And Winnemac, North Judson, no joke, everyone out there, they could definitely, that could be a preview of your sectional champion.
And that's a team, both of those teams, along with South Central, are thinking keeper, too. They're not just thinking about this sectional. They think they can make a run to a regional title as well.
Yeah, definitely. If you look around, Winamac this year on the season 14-10. When they played North Judson this year, they beat them 42-20 back on January 23rd. And now it's going to be Bloom Grove ball to open up the second half. They will head from right to left on your radio dial. Now another turnover right away. Great job there. I'm just still not trying to clean it up there. It's Hollopeter, and we have a kickball on Bloom Grove. Sitting in the blue uniforms, black numerals, white trim around it, white trim on the shorts. Heading from left to right will be North Newton in the white jerseys with the maroon and orange trim numbers. Inside, an X shot is good for Harmony Burke on the inbound. Now a 34-16 lead for North Newton.
8-point burning.
And almost a steal there. Good recovery, though, by Emma Heilich. And now she's met by a double-team skip pass into the left corner to Bono. Now up top to Darnell. Darnell, we have a travel there to Heilich. And so she picked up a step on the pass. Again, we'd like to thank the Hillcrest Dental Center for bringing us the halftime report with Dr. Drone and Dr. Engler. Say, keep on smiling. A screener, nice handoff there to Hinch, but Schmitz-Delev gets a rebound back, puts it up, no good. Ball tipped around in the air, and that one is taken out of there by Ward.
I try to floss every day, Brent.
Me too. Well, I should say every other day. I do try to brush twice a day. And now, under some pressure.
They got Bloom Grove way out beyond the arc. Now they're inside.
I look feeding it inside there to Madison Ward.
I think they're going to get Casey Ellinger here, her second.
Called there by the coach, so 6:56 left to go. 34 in the third quarter, 34-16 lead for the North Newton Lady Spartans. And in the right corner, that inbounds pass taken there by Eklund.
Just nothing easy for Bloom Grove right now, Brent. In first half, including that. But I mean, it seems like every possession is a grind for them. They're not getting any real easy baskets, or at least easy looks at shots.
Pretty solid, Peter. Almost played at that ball.
And out here, Bernie, by Bloom Grove.
And we're going to take one as well. You're listening to Sectional 34 Girls Basketball Quarterfinals on the Cue.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
And we are back from Hebron Gymnasium at Hebron High School. Hebron, and as you might have guessed, 4-16 lead for the North Newton Lady Spartans over Lady Wolves. Sectional 34 action. Clear on the queue, you heard the Washington Township Senators took off the Covenant Christian Knights 38-36. And on Bear Country, the earlier matchup in this ball game, the South Central Lady Satellites knocking off the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers 54-36. South Central awaits the winner of this one. And right now, it certainly looks like it's going to be North Newton, but still a lot of time left to go in this one. 6:48 left to go in the third quarter with Bloom Grove ball. And inbounding this one will be Emma Heilich. And that one, thrown inside.
Nice
no faster from Darnell, the left quarter. Bono fires a three. That's no good. Nice box-out rebound there taken by Jamie Will. Back into the ballgame. Get some early foul trouble. And now it's Will. Goes baseline left side. Puts it up with that right hand. That shot no good. But Hinch is fouled from behind. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to favor Bloom Grove.
Well, Bernie, you and I, both baseball fans, are just seeing on our phones a breaking news story that Mookie Betts going to the Dodgers. It makes the Dodgers a favorite for the series this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, certain, no, I still probably would go with the Yankees, but I think baseball is going to finally get their next green matchup of the Dodgers and Yankees running there. And that
wow.
Is good. Shot there.
I
Tyler put that shot, 34-18 lead. And they're going to get that. I believe that's going to be, if you count when they were in Brooklyn, like the 10th or 11th matchup all time. So they haven't played each other since 81, and that shot blocked out of bounds. Jamie Will's going to stay with North Newton. I think they acquired David, so I'm guessing they're taking David Price's contract. That's kind of an exchange there.
Yeah, probably a dump him before the spring training, but maybe they'll keep him.
Maybe use him out of the bullpen. Who knows? Change the scenery. Jamie Will. She'll fire the three. That one comes up just a bit long. That ball tipped around out there by Eklund. And now off to the Darnell, bumping there with Neil Hayes fighting for the ball. Job of the officials. No foul there.
And right, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, just kind of incidental. They're fighting for the ball. No reason to blow the whistle.
Yeah, and if you're Norton, you don't need to be that aggressive there. Just back up. You got a 16-point lead with 5.5. Come down here and play solid half-court defense you've been playing the whole game.
Yeah, they've made life very difficult on Boonville on the defensive side. 3 on the way for Eklund from the left corner. That's no good. And that ball rebounded by Peter. And she, nice pass down low to Hinch. Hinch fires up. She's going to draw the foul. Head to the line for two. Five nights left to go in the third quarter. Looking right now to see if North Newton this season played South Central. I know they used to match up a little bit, but it's been a while.
I don't think they did, but I could be wrong.
First free throw attempt. No good there.
Hinch, a 47% free throw shooter on the year. 46, excuse me.
Now, it does not look like they did play each other this season. Free throw off the side of the rim is no good, and that rebound trap. There and then a nice head fake to boot, mm-hmm. given there by Heilich. Heilich walks up back in this one now, a 34-20 advantage for North Newton. 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And now to Will. Will met at the top of the key, bounce passes over to Hollifeeder. Hollifeeder tries to feed in the corner. We're going to have a tie up.
We'll stay here.
We're going to stay with North Newton.
North Newton kind of lost a little bit of halftime, Bernie. They're just kind of on the ball. In coach speak, we mean that means the kids hold on to it about a beat or two too long. Instead of moving the ball and keeping it moving and making the defense have to react.
Lee Schliemann has checked in the ballgame, and she receives that inbound pass and throws it away there. Good defensive flies there by Ward. Ward to the hoop, no, but a foul. And at least she attempted to put that in the act of shooting. I wonder if the officials will give it to her.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Nice try. Although,
it's out of
girls are some funny enough thinking it was.
And Hollifeeder's down here taking a serious shooting foul, too, but it's not. He's out by the bench.
Getting the instructions quickly from
Coach Coley.
The Spillers. And out of the inbounds pass, they go up top, and that's Heilich. Heilich now. Bounce pass her way over to Bono. Bono now to Darnell. And splitting the defense there, Heilich. And she missed that one, though. Rebound by Heidi Schliemann. A chance to get it down to a dozen. Not able to do it.
Point ball layup.
4:30 left to go in the third quarter. 34-20 lead for.
We got an issue. Schliemann got hit inadvertently with either like an elbow in her stomach, or she's been over here, and you see her, she came down the floor. She was in a little bit of distress trying to get her breath, and so they're getting her, took an official's time out. They're going to get her out here.
Yeah, Harley Schliemann to check in. Right now it's painful, but hopefully it's just that. Does she catch her breath? I mean, that is one of the more painful injuries, but you usually have a recovery. They're going to take her to the locker room. Have you ever had to win that?
It
sucks.
It does.
Long three in the corner. And that one's good. So maybe that'll wake North Newton back up.
That's a big butt there, Bernie. Stretches it back out to 17.
Only 5 points this quarter for North Newton, but after that three, you mentioned, gets it back to 17. Ward with the left hook shot, and that's no good in the paint. And now it's Hollifeeder across the timeline. 4 minutes left to go. Her ball club up 37-20, and we've got a reaching foul. Going to be assessed the hell of Bono. So, with exactly 4 minutes on the clock, second foul given to Bono, second one on the Boone Grove Wolves.
Yeah, look at me. There's only one senior on this Boone Grove roster, so a lot of these kids are going to be back next year.
Taking it to the hoop and trying to draw some contact. No, but the putback from Amy Will is good. Now a 19 lead for the Lady Spartans. Trying to put this one away relatively early in the game. And a hook shot there, and that's no good from Ward. Fighting for it underneath, and it's Burke. Burke now over to Hollepeter. North Newton now trying to assess. This thing's trying to put the foot on the throat there, but a traveling call there. We'll give the ball back to Boone Grove. And now we talked about this. You're now down by 19, 3:33 left to go. You got to get this down at least, I'd say, 15.
Down about 12.
Yeah, I was being a little bit generous.
I get that, but it's an important 3.5 minutes here for Boone Grove.
It's kind of these moments that they talk about in ball games. Runner there, and that's good off the glass. Alexa Eklund.
Her 6 point.
And now Hollepeter tries to answer. North Newton's had an answer pretty much every time, although it's going to be a turnover on the Lady Spartans.
One thing North Newton doesn't want to do, Bernie, is just start reaching and hacking. That's a little bit of their issue tonight. Good stuff here, and I'm not sure Boone Grove can score enough.
For now, 3 minutes to go. Okay, Boone Grove down by 17-9-2 to North Newton. Bono. Backlund. Dribble almost there through the Peter Red. Hallway. Going up the left hand and lay in.
You said it, Barry. She just flat out read it perfectly.
41-22 lead for North Newton, and we're going to have a bumping foul reach in there, as you kind of mentioned there, from North Newton. Really no reason to do it. I think they're going to get hollow feet on that. Well, that's a 13 foul on Hollepeter, so she'll sit for Gracie Stevens. Good move there by Coach Spillers. I'd say hold her out till probably getting into the fourth quarter with a 19-point lead. Yep, and under by her highlight. 41-24.
That's her 8 point.
So you got 20 left to go in the third quarter. 41-24 advantage for North Newton. A little bit of a stall. Trying to find the open female there underneath there on the block. Harley Schleeman, she's fouled before she gets shot off.
Good job on the offensive side. They found the gap. They moved the ball quick enough, created the gap.
Now the inbound, this one will be Casey Ellinger, left side of her hoop. Gets the slap of the ball, universal signal on the inbound. In the corner, three on the way, no good for Jamie Will, but an offensive rebound, and that one is taken by Hope Churchill. And they swing it over now to Will, back to Stevens. Stevens now hands it off in the corner to Churchill.
Good pass.
Up top, now firing that three. Ellinger,
he buried it.
24 lead as we're down now to 100 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and now the biggest lead tonight for North Newton, 20 points.
Her third three, her ninth point.
And now they feed inside Ward. She tries to go glass
nice
to the left
move.
Hand. A little bit too strong, though, and now that's going to be a loose ball there on Heilich. Taking a little outside with Ellinger.
It'll be her third, team fourth.
So, Boone Grove finding some foul trouble now. Looks like shifting the ball game now will be excellent for Boone Grove.
Minute and a half here, Bernie. You really just want to finish this quarter strong, and then maybe the second quarter you can rest or come on a rotation when you're getting some rest.
Enough after this week when you have to play three games if you're these teams in this sectional. I take it inside now. Will, as she missed that one. Rebound there for Boone Grove. Trying to go close to Darnell. Darnell fouled. Good foul there, I would say, by North Newton to stop.
I think they're going to get Churchill here.
Yeah, Paul. I was going to say, you got to win three games this week. You've maybe done this season. And something a lot of these teams have not done, and that is kind of a doubleheader next week in the regional.
That, and you, but again, not a lot of teams play three times in 5 days. The big key on this week is Friday, Saturday night. Can you bounce back if you're lucky enough to get Saturday? What's your legs like? What's your mentality? What's your purpose to Saturday night like? And then you're right. Next week is that two-game regional. I love it. It's still one part of the old traditional tournament we kind of have, the two games in one day.
And then it's interesting enough, the last 2 weeks, if you're fortunate enough, we have a traveling on ILEC, only preparing for one game on Saturday. Now it's going to be in foreign territories in the north as Logansport as well as LaPorte. And then you're into Anchor Fieldhouse. Three-pointer from the top of the key, and burying that one is Hope Churchill.
They found the distance here.
I think we're going to stay only at two, so my mistake on that. A foot must have been on the line, 46-24. 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Another turnover now on Boonville. Kind of coming apart at the seams now for them.
I think Boone's going to try and take another timeout. Maybe not.
I think they realize they got 30 seconds to go. Trying to maybe save it for fourth quarter if they're able to chop this one down. Ella Heilig not checking into the ball game, replacing her sister Emma. Emma, the only senior on this Boone Grove ball club. A lot of sophomores on this squad. Very young ball club, taking their lumps early. We've seen it. That experience pays off down the road if you're able to keep improving over the years. Mackenzie Dressball now up top to Will. Jamie Will puts it on the floor with the left-handed dribble. Back up top to Dressball. She's got 8 seconds to work with. Hand off there to Will. Will now threw that one away, but recovered by North Newton. Churchill underneath. Will firing that one. No good. Off the side of the rim. That will draw an end to the third quarter with the North Newton Ladies lead. Boone Grove Lady Wolves 4-1-4. Final basketball on the key.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
SP19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
Snow removal by simplicity at Anderson Outdoor Power. Anderson Outdoor Power has more than just mowers. With the latest snow blowers and Generac generators, you'll be ready for the coldest of winters. At Anderson Outdoor Power, you get personalized service with quality certified technicians and excellent service after the sale. Be ready for spring and ask about financing your next mower now. From Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street, Southwest in DeMott, or call 219-987-5212. Big store pricing with small town personal service.
We are back from Hebron High School. Sorry about the technical difficulties. You know, always got to be fun. So 6:44 left to go in the fourth quarter. North Newton now with a 48-24 lead. We're going to go in here with, along with Coach Jeff Marlowe. At this point, if you're North Newton, you're probably starting to smell victory.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, you want to be efficient. You don't want to reach and foul. You know, just get that clock moving. You got 6.5 minutes until you'll be advancing and playing on Friday night.
And they will see the South Central Satellites, if they're able to close this one out, looking more and more likely. We're going to travel now. Boone Girls gets the rebound off the missed shot, and then they travel. Nice throw there from Bono. She launched it back to the official. And now they're kind of backing off there. So, yeah, at this point, I got to think that barring maybe the next couple of plays, they're able to get some turnovers and score. I think that they're even kind of rest of their own fate here.
Mm-hmm.
Some pressure now applied. Long three there on the way, and that was no good from Churchill. But an offensive rebound, put back is good for Jamie Will.
Her 8 points.
So we're down to 6 minutes left to go. 50-24 lead for North Newton. You know? I mean, it's nice. Throwing that one up there, drawing the foul, Emily Fricker. So she's going to head to the line.
They're going to get Heidi Schliemann here for her fourth foul. Okay, I missed one because the board's got her for three. The PA guy for two.
You have for a first three goal is good from Fricker. So she's only a sophomore, 5'5 herself as a guard. Now a 50-25 lead for North Newton. Second free throw will bounce around, and that's no good. And that rebound taken out there by Daniel Pitch. We're down to the final 5:45 of this one. And the Painter, nice bounce pass by Hinch. Shot there, no good from Ellinger. And that ball sits on trying to save it there, Carlos Schliemann. So I guess as we close above, we'll just go ahead and say North Newton.
Yeah.
But we'll have this one. Of the six teams remaining, who's your favorite in this one? Would you say the Warriors?
I'm going to go with North Judson. So I just think they've been the best team coming into the season. They won, you know, pretty much won this sectional last year.
And then
I stopped by Eklund.
Eklund drills that one.
But yeah, me, until you know, kind of the old Ric Flair, you know, you're still the man until somebody beats the man.
And well said there. Now traveling there by Grace Stevens.
That's going to give you the woo.
They have woo.
Woo. Woo.
Well, Coach Fuller, I wonder if she may want to use a timeout.
If it gets down under 20 here, I think she may.
Yeah, try to, you know, say we still got to finish this one out.
Yep.
The press may have us with the victory, but we don't have it quite yet. 50-28 lead, 5 minutes left to go.
I haven't quite got Seth Davis Sharpie yet.
Or the final death sentence, the going fishing motif. And that shot, that's good. And a foul as well. Emma Hylick's going to head to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
She becomes our first player into double figures, Bernie, with 10.
Heading to the line now. It's going to be Hylick.
That's their seventh. She gets the one free throw here on the end one, but free throws the rest of the way for Boone Grove.
Well, you can see a lot of them. And the semifinal, that free throw miss, racing down that rebound was Hope Churchill. Now the outlet pass to Stevens. Stevens takes inside, tried to beat it underneath to Harley Schliemann.
Should have shot it. She was right on the block. And again, trying to be a little selfish, but overpass, in my opinion.
Ellinger, right for hoop, looking the inbounds, and she gets it into Churchill. Cross court pass all the way in the left corner to back to Ellinger. Now stops Stevens. Stevens finding Churchill. Got a long two by Stevens. That one comes up short. Gives her own rebound. Outlet pass, and that shot is good from Casey Ellinger inside the three-point line. 62-30 lead now for North Newton.
She's the first of North Newton player in the double figures with 11.
4:20 left to go. Wild shot there, no good, but the putback is going to be good from Ward. So a 52-32 lead now for North Newton. Final 4 minutes left to go in this ball game, and now looks like North Newton's going to empty out the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some players some sectional time, and that ball thrown out of bounds. should stay with North Newton. I just think the plumbing is...
She's empty in the bench, but a couple of them are... Two or three of them are starters.
Yeah, Jamie Will, Grace Hollifeeder coming up there as well.
Harmony Burke,
yeah, so...
And Dresball played quite a bit earlier in the year that I saw.
So I guess this is the finish lineup.
Could be.
The death row lineup, as they like to say, with some of the teams out there. And that's going to be a palming violation. Good goal there by the official, Alexis Ackerman. Losing that one. You see it, Coach, when they dribble it up that high around the face, almost always that's going to be the universal palming there.
She's got too big a hurry.
So Boone Grove trying to make this a little more respectable. Dress ball now over to Will. We'll see when North Newton, if they decide to go in a bit of a stall, and what might have been part of the reason putting in all these starters, try to avoid the turnovers.
We're under 4 minutes.
And now the feet underneath there to Burke. Burke loses on the ground. Good.
Nice pass.
Good save out there. And now going down court, Frischer goes up. First shot off the glass is good. So a 52-34 lead now for North Newton. And we're going to have a travel. McKenzie Dressball.
3.5 to go here. Burke, I'm not sure. Don't take timeout if you finish though. She's going to bring Ellinger back in here. But I'd get a timeout, I think, and just get them relaxed. They'll be like, look, I know you're excited, but we got to finish the game here.
I'll tell you what, they score, especially a three-pointer on this next shot. I believe they're going to go with a timeout. We'll see. 3:15. Tough defense play in the corner now. They go back up top. Downham. Now hands this off to Eklund. Eklund fires in the lane. That's no good. Off the hands of Downham. Go back to North Newton with 3:10 left to go in the ball game. If North Newton can hang on, when they have an 18-point lead right now, 52-34, they will get the South Central Satellites in the first semifinal matchup on Friday.
Nice pass.
And almost a turnover. They're good save, though. That was by Heidi Schleeman, and she tossed it to Harmony Burke for the deuce.
Who's got 10 now?
2:50 left to go in this one. Three-pointer on the way there for Frichter, and that's no good. Rebound there by Heidi Schleeman. And now North Newton may be content just to hold it as Grace Hollifeder coming down court. They forgot the guard. Harmony Burke there. She puts it in.
She's got 12 now.
56-34. 2:30 left to go in this one.
That timeout I was talking about, you don't need anymore.
Yes. Wild shot there and drawing a foul there coming into the lane was Emma Heilig. And we said... four teams to play tomorrow to figure out the final two semifinalists of the final four of this sectional. Busy, busy week.
Yeah.
In the state of Indiana, we hope the weather doesn't impact it this week like it, this year like last year.
No, I agree. And the one thing
I was good.
And one thing too, Bernie, that you know, we were talking about earlier in the first game that we had over on Bear Country, roughly half the teams in the state, or about half of the teams, that are going to be done tonight. And then we have another third on Friday night. You know, and it's tough. Some of these kids are not, and this is the last time they're going to play an organized activity basketball as they head towards graduation. They're not going to play college ball. It's just always a tough moment for that kid, those kids.
High up position, I was going to favor the Spartans. 2:27 left to go. Now, Boone Grove's going to go to a full court press. And inbound this one, Casey Ellinger. Something for North Newton to work on, though, live action, because we know South Newton's going to put that out there. That one knocked out of there by Emma Heilig.
South Central is definitely going to pick them up in a full quarter with that half-court trap, and they're going to have to be cleaner with the ball than they were tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be down. We're going to be down. An inbounds pass there, and that one comes into Jamie. Well, 256 teams. Friday,
yep.
Down to 128, then we will hit 64 at the end of the week. Just remarkable to think where we're starting at. And we have a loose ball foul on Boone Grove. 16 foul. Highly fixed up her fourth. Hope she doesn't pick up another one. Hate to see her foul out in her final game. But they're going to put in a sub here, and it's Lexi Darnell subbing in for Frichter. 56-35 lead for North Newton. 2:10 left to go in the ball game. Schleeman.
Nice pass.
There's some pressure. Feeds it now inside to Harmony Burke. And that now brings it to a 23-point advantage. 58-35. We're down in the final 2 minutes in this one. North Newton just trying to close this one out. They will have the South Central Satellites in and the first semifinal on Friday. Same time, 5:30 is the one tonight. Three-pointer in the corner, and that one, no good out of the hands of Ike.
They're going to call the foul on Darnell here, I think. Yep. That's number six.
So next one, we'll put North Newton in the bonus. And back to the four-court press. But this time it's Burke inbounded. It shows that one away. Good steal there by Heilich. And almost a steal there by Schliemann. And
that'll be five.
For a foul. So Heidi Schliemann picks it up. And now Boone Grove will head to the line since North Newton, they're nine fouls. So one and one now opportunity. And Winslow tries to be a little more respectful as we're down to the final 99 seconds in this one. Stevens is back into the ball game.
Ward with 6 points. Bernie going 1-1 here.
I mean, that allows to Madison Ward, the junior 5'9 center slash forward. Left-handed shot is no good. And everyone grabbed out of there by Jamie Will, and she's going to be bumped in the backcourt, so she's going to head to the line now. Officials calling a little more tighter now in this final roughly 100 seconds.
Will, a 58% free throw shooter for shooting the 1-1 here. Bernie, again, 1:36 to go, 23-point lead. Pretty safe to say this one's all over but the shouting.
Yeah. First free throw attempt now for Amy Will, the 5'8 forward.
And Bernie, you're now. Rebound.
And her putback was no good either, so missed three, so missed putback, and Boone Grove's trying to make it a little more respectful. Eichlund fires a three, and that comes up short. Good rebound there by Ward. She's going to get a foul from Harmony Burke. Again, at this point, down by 23. Like I said, I would, if I was a player, I'd just be kind of standing there and taking up space.
Take the layup.
If you can come back here with a minute 23 left to go and make a 23-point comeback, hats off to you. So we're back in the line, and her first one is no good. Double bonus time for Boone Grove. And Daniel Inch is into the ballgame. Harmony Burke sitting. Ward tries to split this pair. And her foul shot, no good. Good block out there by Gracie Stevens. But another steal. This time it's Darnell. Boone Grove still coming back, and we're going to get almost a foul there. Ward, though, with a rebound off her foot, out of bounds.
That's a nice job of not fouling her. They went swinging kind of wildly, but they didn't foul. There was no contact there.
Yeah, I thought for sure we were going to see someone hit a wrist. Did not happen. 73 seconds left to go on this one. Is North Newton trying to survive it. Jamie Will. Will now
hold out.
Okay. Underneath, trying to feed it into Stevens. And we're going to have a timing attempt there. We're going to have almost a good save by Boone Grove, by Eklund. And now we're going to get trying to draw a charge there. Was Will, officials just swallowing the whistle there. And now they can't swallow that one, firing that one up to Heilich. And like you said, not really sure why you're even reaching at this point. But
now let the clock run. The clock is your friend. You want this 55 seconds to go. Way faster than 55 seconds.
Yeah, remember, that is just game time.
Right.
And that free throw is no good.
Free throw is a little bit of a bugaboo here for Boone Grove in the fourth quarter.
Trying to make the second one here. And that one, no go there.
They're 2-10.
And now Ward gets the rebound. Her putback is good from about 3 feet out. 58-37 lead now for North Newton. And a kickball there. The officials just let go. I think they're just ready to see this one come to an end. Three from the corner. That's no good from Hinch. Rebound there by Ellinger off to Churchill. Churchill runs it off to Hinch.
I'm Coach Altieri. No fouls. You don't want to play there. And Will gets the bucket and then one opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you just got to tell your team kind of to back off there, as you mentioned, Coach. I think she's kind of saying that now. And they're going to bring in
Riley's going to foul out. The senior, she's going to foul out with her 11 points and her final appearance for the Boone Grove Lady Wolves. Emotional moment. You can see it on her face.
Then she gets a standing ovation, but
yep.
Tough one to foul out.
Boone Grove crowd.
He played high school basketball. And Jimmy Will now, as you mentioned, trying to make the and one.
Will with 10 points now.
Make it. No, 11 on that rim out. And almost a nice save there from Daniel Hinch. I know you want your team to be some stuff, but at that point, if you're going to coach, you're like, don't die.
We just want the clock to run. I know it sounds like, you know, it just keeps repeating the same thing, but you're winning by 23. Get the clock running. Don't foul. The game is pretty much over. Just let it run out.
And Darnell kicks in the corner. Runner there, and that one is good from Heckland. And they're going to remain in the press for the final 50, maybe, and there's going to be a reach-in foul. Darnell reaching in there, fouling Hope Churchill.
Which I don't understand that one either. Both sides need to realize that you can't have enough. I understand the point of wanting your team was to the end of the horn, but you also have to go with a little bit of smarts and know that you're not going to get this one.
And that free throw is no good. And if I'm North Dune, I kind of just back out here. Looks like they're going to kind of do that. Rotten brings it up the court for Boone Grove. They're going to probably take the last shot here. Darnell over to Eichland. Eichland takes it aside, and they're going to call a foul.
Probably could have to. She hammered her.
Yeah. Normally you say pull your whistle there, but I mean, you have to kind of call the blatant ones.
There's no reason to go for a block there. Just let her shoot it and let the clock run.
Be two shots now, and this will be the final two shots of the ball game, we assume, from the free throw line. Eichland, and that one is good. So now a 60-40 advantage for North Dune. Quietly, Boone Grove getting the 40 points in this one. Second one on the way, and that one is good. North Dune just got to inbound this one, and Ballinger into Hopeville, and that will do it. So the North Newton Lady Spartans knock off the Boone Grove Lady Wolves 60-41. They will take on South Central Lady Satellites Friday night in the opening game, and we, of course, will wait on the other four teams that will be in the bottom half of the bracket as they will play tomorrow night for Hebron. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we will have wrap this one up. You're listening to High School for quarterfinal basketball on the Cue.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
SP19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco 219-285-2307.
It's preseason tune-up savings on lawn and garden equipment from Anderson Outdoor Power. Get your equipment ready for spring with a seasonal 21-point tune-up special. Includes free pickup and delivery within a 15-mile radius. You'll get personalized service with the area's best certified technicians. Shop local and get the service you deserve with Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street Southwest in DeMont. Or call 219-987-5212 for current pricing and repairs. The service that's one-on-one is sure to get things done.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
And back from Hebron High School from Hebron, Indiana. Second game of the sectional 34 quarterfinal match with the North Newton Lady Spartans knocking off the Boone Grove Lady Wolves 60-41. Earlier on, South Central took care of Rensselaer 54-36. We're going to go in here along with Jeff Marlowe, and we'll head over now to Jeff Marlowe for the final stats in this one.
Yeah, Bernie, we'll start with Boone Grove. They were led in scoring by Alexis Eklund with 13, and Emma Heilig finished also in double figures with 11, the senior fouling out right there at the end of the game. Madison Ward finished with 8, and then they had 3 players with 3 points apiece, Lexi Darnell, Emily Frichter, and Ella Bonos, as I said, with 3 points apiece for their total of 41. Boone Grove had them 10 for 23 at the line, so they didn't really help themselves at the line in a game where they could have used some of those extra points. For North Newton, who improves on the season now to 11-11, 500 season on the, so far for Jenny Spiller's North Newton Lady Spartans, they were led in scoring by Harmony Burke with 14. They got 11 from Casey Ellinger and Danielle Hinch with 10 for, excuse me, I'm sorry, Jamie Will with 10 to be the third person in scoring, double-figure scoring for the Lady Spartans. They got 8 points from Grace Hollipeter. They got 6 points from Hope Churchill. They got 4 points from Heidi Schliemann, 3 points from Harley Schliemann, and then a bucket apiece from Danielle Hinch and Mackenzie Dresbaugh for their total of 60.
Well, after watching this now, as we know, it'll be in the one semifinal match of the North Dune Lady Spartans and the South Central Lady Satellites. I would say an advantage to South Central, but don't sleep on North Newton here. I mean, they played very well tonight against Boone Grove, and quite frankly, it really wasn't that close. I mean, obviously the final score being a 19-point difference, but really, I was kind of sluggish, as you had mentioned early in the ball game. Still, North Newton had a comfortable lead, and then they just took off at the end of that second quarter and then really kind of coasted on into a matchup now with South Central. And for them, I mean, they had some things they got to clean up. I mean, I would say if they miss as many free throws and create as many turnovers, it's going to be a tough matchup going on in the first semifinal.
We want to pull for the area team, but I think that South Central will come in as a heavy favorite on Friday night. But, again, you never know what happens. If Norm Newton can find a way to play their best game of the year, South Central plays their C game, and then you're in a dogfight.
And you never know, South Central could be looking ahead to playing Mac
or whoever.
And another pass on. North White knocks off Frontier 53-25. Thank you for our board op, Scotty Miller, for that. Well, that will take a final timeout here when we come back. We'll wrap things up here from Hebron High School. North Lady Spartans knock off the Boone Grove Lady Wolves 60-41. You're listening to Sectional 34 quarterfinal girls basketball on The Cue.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
SP19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
And we are back here on WOQI97.7.com as we wrap this one up. The sectional 34 second quarter final matchup with the North Newton Lady Spartans knocking off the Boone Grove Lady Wolves 60-41. Earlier on, the South Central Lady Satellites knocked off the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. The game you heard on 104.5 FM Bear Country, 54 the 36, tough loss there for the Bombers. And then earlier here on the queue, you heard the Washington Township Senators knock off the Covenant Christian Lady Knights, 38-36. Bernie, going here with Jeff Marlowe. Wrap things up. So overall, some of your final thoughts on this doubleheader we had tonight.
Tough end of the season for the Lady Bombers. They had a nice season. You know, they struggled to, you know, get over the hump against in certain games, but they also, again, finished up 13-10, as I said. But it's just a tough way to end. I'm sure that they felt coming in that they were as good a chance to win the sectional as anybody. And for us to do their games all year long, you and I, Noah, Frank, who have done their games, have seen how hard they've been working and how hard, you know, how good their focus was to trying to get there. And just that, like Wes said in the post game, you just, that 5-point first quarter was a killer. They couldn't come back from it. You know, they just couldn't get the ball in the hoop. And then for the second game here in North Newton, obviously with your Jenny Spillers, you're trying to build the program back to where it was when she played in North Newton in the late 90s. This is the first step. You win a sectional game, you're going to finish around 500. So she's got to feel good about where her squad's going, and they've got a chance on Friday to maybe pull an upset and get to a championship game on Saturday.
And then in the bottom part of the sectional tomorrow, in a quarterfinal match, we've got to say weather permitting, of course. What a matchup to kick off at 5:30. The North Judson Blue Jays take on the Winnemac Warriors. And then in the second matchup, the Westville Blackhawks take on the Hebron Hawks. Got to love this. It's going to be a rush for Hebron, even though they're going to be playing in their own gymnasium. Got to love those draws, obviously. I mean, like just like the Minnesota Vikings would have been on the road had they played New England Patriots,
yes,
back in Super Bowl 52. So, you know, got to love how that works out there. But so, Coach, any final thoughts here again before we wrap this one up here?
Just, you know, enjoyed working with you, Bernie. I know, like, we got one more game scheduled, you and I,
for
the regular season, and been enjoying working with you. But, again, tough to see the Lady Bombers season come to an end. But those kids played hard tonight, and good luck to the North Newton Lady Spartans. I'm going over to Knox on Friday night to do the KV Wheeler game. The second game, we'll have that on WLQI from Knox on Friday night.
We'll see what falls in that one. Knox and, of course, KV getting the buys. And that one, it could be North Central. Who knows? Whoever it could be that Knox ends up having to play on Friday night. It's the lovely Scott Rouse said from North Newton versus the bye, you're usually pretty good in that one. So, again, pleasure working with you. Yes, we will reconvene in a couple of weeks on a Saturday in the Newton County War between the South Newton Rebels and the North Newton Spartans on the boys' side. So any more regular season matches we'll have on LQI or on Bear Country will be on the boys' side, as we, of course, are in the tournament action now. Here on the girls' side, not sure if we will be covering the North Newton Spartans on Friday. I would imagine it would be myself and Noah, or me by myself, depending on if Noah has any work commitments. Obviously, we'll get back to everyone out there, so stay tuned. Yeah, we do know for sure, though, there will be the KV Cougars matchup, as they will take on the Bearcats, yourself and Frank, over there in Knox. And if nobody's on here, go out and check that game out, especially if it ends up being a KV Knox rematch. We got 50-45 Knox to victory earlier this season. I'd like to thank our sponsors out there. Thank you to the listeners out there for everything out there. Thank you, of course, Coach Jeff Marlowe. And unfortunately, Rensselaer is going to keep going on without that girls' sectional. You being part of the last one. Hopefully, they can break that drought next season.
Hope so.
be nice to see. Thank you to Hebron High School for the hospitality here. Much appreciated, especially to Athletic Director John Steinhilber for all the hospitality getting set up here. And thank you to Scotty Miller out there running the dials, as well as Andrew Parrish over on 104.5 FM Bear Country. Thank you, as we got through this doubleheader, relatively one piece for the most part. So it was always a great go out there. So for the final time here in this matchup of Sectional 34 in the doubleheader, it was the South Central Lady Satellites knocking off the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers 54-36. And then it was North Newton Lady Spartans knocking off the Boone Grove Lady Wolves 60-41. For Jeff Marlowe, Bernie Going Hill, to the next time we cross paths, take care, everyone.
High school basketball here on WLQI is brought to you by the Good Table Restaurant, CNR Repair and Towing, Emerson Sonograph, RMT Transport, State Street Title, Anderson Outdoor Power, Suburban Propane, Kentland Bank, Joe's Mobile Home, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, MidwayNet.net, Reinforcement Designs, Smith's Ace Farm Store, Rensselaer Septic, and Charlie Roberts.
The preceding has been a special presentation of WLQI Sports. Stay tuned for more classic rock on the Q.